might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all. And poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. He wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Hey, everybody. Good to be with you again, whenever and however you are listening on this final weekend of this month of May. Perhaps we are now finally heading into what we could call the home stretch now of the executive order, Washington County having now applied for phase one, which, if all goes well, puts us into phase two at the end of June, which moves us toward regathering, gathering together again, which it has been quite a while since we last gathered on a Sunday morning. This being the 12th weekend in a row we've been under this executive order. And yet with that, as we saw last weekend, it is in the midst of all of the hard stuff of life, be it from COVID-19 or some other physical challenge, or maybe it is emotional angst, anxiety, fear, loss. Maybe it is a financial stress. Maybe it's a relational distress. Whatever it is we are facing, Psalm 46, think last week, right? Psalm 46 steps into that space, offering encouragement, giving us hope, reminding us that yes, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Whatever it is we are facing, Psalm 46, it steps into that place, inviting us, even commanding us to rapha, to stop, relax, release, to let go, and yada, to be with God, to lean into him and trust. What is a way of being in the world? What is a way we see demonstrated? What is a way that is exemplified in the life of Jesus, recorded in the Gospel of Luke? And picking it up in chapter 8 and verse 22, we read, "One day Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side of the lake.' So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he, Jesus, fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we are going to drown.' He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm." Again, what is a way of being in the world? A way here demonstrated in the life of Jesus, a way of, we could say, rapha and yada. What is this idea that no matter what is swirling around, No matter what struggles, challenges, conflicts are before you, no matter, we could say, the storms of life, under attack, overwhelmed, whatever it is you are facing. The scene here in Luke is the Sea of Galilee. The greater context puts Jesus at the water's edge. He's in a boat. He has been teaching in parables. A large crowd gathers around. And it's then that we read Luke 8:22. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And so notice Luke begins with one day. What are two words, it is really easy to just kind of pass over without even a second thought. And what I don't want us to miss is the generality of one day. One day, it is nebulous. One day, it is intentionally vague and imprecise. It is nonspecific. Luke's one day could be this one or that one, this day or that day. Luke sets it up so that this day becomes any day, so that that day becomes every day. Point being, one day could be your today. Maybe one day is the hard stuff of life that is meeting you right here and right now. But not just today, one day could be your any day. Any day facing into the storms of life, right? Could be your every day. And Luke begins here saying this story is for you. Whenever and however you are experiencing the stuff of life, whenever and however, it might be related to COVID-19, whenever and however, it might be related to just the hard stuff of life, all the difficulties, the challenges, the trials, the temptations. One day is this day, is that day, is any day, is every day. And Luke begins, one day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." Jesus, up north in Galilee, at the water's edge, people gathering around, the sun closing in on the horizon. And Jesus says to his disciples, "Let us, you all and me, let us go over to the other side of the lake." And in response, we read, "So they," the disciples, got into the boat and set out. As they sailed, he, Jesus, fell asleep. So here they are, the disciples and Jesus. They are now out on the water, heading for the other side of the lake, what is Lake Tiberias, aka the Sea of Galilee, up in the north, and what is the largest freshwater lake in all of Israel. This lake, this sea, it is some 8 miles wide, 13 miles in length, located in a depression 700 feet below sea level, with mountains on both sides, noting that it is the mountains to the east that are massive. In particular, Mount Hermon, for example, to the northeast, reaches a height of 9,200 feet. And all that to say, the great size and the deep depression below sea level, all the mountains, Mount Hermon, 9,200 feet, it's all of that creates this kind of clashing where the cold air from the mountains, and again, most notably from Mount Hermon, and all of that clashes with the warm air coming up from the Sea of Galilee, producing uncertainty, meaning that the weather patterns can be unpredictable and seemingly out of nowhere, these impressive storms, violent squalls can erupt, causing all sorts of havoc on the waters of the sea. It is dangerous and sudden. It is unexpected and terrifying, which is why we read, "A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger." So picture here the disciples and Jesus. They are in a boat out on the lake heading for the other side. Jesus is sleeping. It says a squall descends to the lake. Squall comes from the Greek lilops, meaning a storm or a windstorm, a tempest. We can think thunderstorm. It can be translated as a hurricane. Noting in both Matthew and Mark's telling of this story, they add the word furious storm, a furious squall, furious from the Greek megas, meaning great or loud, and adding emphasis then to this lilops that has descended on the lake. Point being, this is not a few waves lapping at the side of the boat. This is a violent storm. It is chaotic. It is, we could say, out of control. It's a picture here of massive waves overwhelming the boat. A boat that is some 25 feet long, maybe 7 feet wide. It would have had one sail, several oars. Capacity would have been 10, 12 men, 15 tops. So imagine yourself in this boat out on the water, and this squall, this mega storm, this great hurricane shows up. And again, not a few waves lapping at the side of the boat. This again is a violent storm. It's chaotic, out of control. This storm would have absolutely been disturbing, distressing, terrifying. Now with that, one more thought. I mentioned last week that in ancient cultures, the sea was symbolic for all that is evil, for all that is disordered and chaotic, for all that we could say for all that is demonic. According to pastor and author Tim Keller, he writes, in ancient cultures, the sea was a symbol of unstoppable destruction. The ocean in full fury was an ungovernable, inexorable power. Right, to the ancient Jew, the waters, the sea, was the place where good and evil clashed, the border, we could say, between calm and chaos. Meaning this is a story about a storm, absolutely. It is real, it is historical, and it is also a story about life and faith and trust. It is about the storms of our lives, those moments when maybe like Hezekiah, we are overwhelmed and desperate. Maybe like all of Israel, we are surrounded under attack. This is about a storm, yes, but even more than that, this is a story about life and about faith and about trust. So here we are out on the water, tired and desperate. Time, it seems, is running out. We are surrounded by chaos and even violence. We are disturbed. We are distressed. Maybe we are terrified. And Jesus, we read, he fell asleep. Which of course makes complete sense, right? Out on the waters in the middle of a hurricane, definitely a time to grab some shut-eye. Why not, right? But as you can likely guess, there is a deeper significance here to what is happening, noting that sleep is akin to peace. Sleep is analogous to serenity, to stillness. We can think last week, Rafa, Yada, relax, release, let go, lean into, trust. Those attuned to scripture, writes the scholar David Garland, catch a deeper significance behind his, Jesus, peaceful repose. Jesus' sleep in the midst of a raging storm, churning the sea around him and filling the boat with water, is a sign of his trust in God. By sleeping, right, Jesus is demonstrating what is this uninhibited, unrestrained abandon of his life into the care of his God, into the care of his heavenly Father. Jesus embodies Rapha and Yada. He exemplifies stopping, relaxing, letting go, releasing. Jesus demonstrates a being with, a leaning into, a trusting. Which leads me to think about the storms of my life, maybe the storms of your life, of our lives. Because more often than not, I know for me, I am like the disciples. Verse 24, the disciples went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. But notice, even in my lack, Jesus, he remains faithful, right? And it says he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. He got up, meaning to awaken, or he woke up. And it says he rebuked, meaning he commanded, he ordered. We could say he strongly disapproved the wind and the raging waters. And then we read the storm subsided, which is a bit interesting. That phrase comes from pao, which can be translated stop or cease. We could think release, all of which sounds a whole lot like rafa. Stop, relax, release, let go. And then it says, and all was calm. That can be translated as dead calm. We can think the water as smooth as glass, right? You can see your reflection. And notice here, we need to see this, right? Jesus is asleep, right? What is an approach to life from a place of peace, of serenity, of stillness? What is a demonstration of the unrestrained abandon of one's life, right? Think yada, trust of one's life into the care of God. It is from a place of rafa, of stillness, of stopping, relaxing, releasing, from a place of yada, of leaning into, of trusting, right? That a storm, a chaotic mega hurricane becomes calm, becomes as smooth as glass. This is a story about a storm, for sure, but more than that, it is a story about life and about faith and about trust. Because in the same way that weather patterns can be unpredictable and storms appear, impressive storms and all sorts of chaos on the waters of the lake, on the sea, and it's dangerous and sudden and it's unexpected and even terrifying, that is often the way of life. Right? The stuff of life can be unpredictable. The expected is replaced by the unexpected. The familiar is pushed aside by the unfamiliar, the known by the unknown. So here we are out on the waters of life. We're maybe worn out, tired. Maybe we feel like time is running out. We are surrounded by chaos and we are desperate, distressed. We are terrified. Maybe it has something to do with this global pandemic, and there's fear and anxiety and distress and worry and concern. Maybe it has nothing to do with COVID-19, but just the stuff of life is crashing over you. The waves of uncertainty threatening you, the storm of financial or emotional or relational distress. This is about a storm, yes, but even more than that, it is a story, again, about life and about faith and about trust. Leading us to consider then, in what or whom do we place our faith? In what or whom do we place our trust? Again, what is a way of being in the world, a way here demonstrated in the life of Jesus, a way we could say of rafa and yada? What is this idea that no matter what waves are crashing over you, no matter what struggles and challenges are pouring down upon you, no matter the storms of life, right? Under attack, overwhelmed, whatever it is you are facing, right? To consider in the midst of the storms of life, where do I put my trust? We could ask in light of this story, and we can think of Jesus here, we could ask, do the storms of life disrupt your sleep, or does your sleep disrupt the storms? Do the storms of life disrupt your sleep, or does your sleep disrupt the storms? And another way to think of this is to simply ask, in what storm of life am I being called to rafa and yada? I remember as a young child living in Shreveport, Louisiana, and often on Saturday mornings, I would wake up, do some chores, and then go out on the back patio and sit with my cat, Fluffy. And I would turn on and turn up the record player. That was the state of musical technology in that day, the record player. And I would listen to my favorite artist, Chuck Gerrard, a gifted singer and composer. I still listen to him. I appreciate a number of his songs. But one in particular is titled Slow Down. It's titled Slow Down, really, really speaks to me, especially in the midst of the storms of life, both big and small. Those times when I'm feeling discouraged, overwhelmed, when I can't see clearly, when I can't see my way forward, can't see my way out, can't see my way through. Those moments of life, right? The waves are all around and everything feels chaotic and confusing. When the storms of life, when the storms hit, and I will often close my eyes, and in that space of listening in the midst of the storm, right, slow down, I will rafa and yada, right? This song invites me to stop, to relax, to release, to let go, to be with God, to lean into Him and to trust. And so today in this moment, I want to invite you to do the same. And so I'm going to close here with a word of prayer. And then I want to invite you to maybe, sitting wherever you are right now, close your eyes, if, as long as you're not driving or something, right? And listen, right? Whenever and however you find yourself today in this moment, to listen and maybe to to relax, to release, to let go, to lean into, and to trust. Right, as we consider, right, in what or whom do we place our faith, our trust? As we consider in the midst of the storms in life, right, where do I put my trust? Right, as I consider, do the storms of life disrupt my sleep? Does my sleep disrupt the storms? As I consider maybe what storm I'm going through right now and how might I rafa and yada. And so let me pray, and then I want to leave you with this song. Perhaps wherever you are, to just simply sit back, close your eyes, lean in, listen, relax, release, let go, lean into, and trust. Let's pray. God, right here, right now, in this moment, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for the very real example, the demonstration of Jesus entering into that place of rest, even in the midst of the storms of life. Thank you for inviting us into that way of being in the world with others and with you. I pray that would be true for each one of us. May it be so. In Jesus' name we pray.
In the midst of my confusion, in the time of desperate need, when I am thinking not too clearly . A gentle voice does intercede. Slow down, slow down, be still. Spirit of the Lord, slow down and hear His voice, and know that He when I'm feeling so unsure, when things are pressing in about me, comes a gentle voice so still, so slow down, slow down, be still, my child, be still and wait on the Spirit of that He is God. God.